spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to another broadcast from somewhere near Sirius, but not the Sirius that has that broadcasting network where all the hack propagandists spin their spiels and tell their lies, making you laugh at yourself, except that you're not in on the joke. Well, you can't be in on the joke if you are the joke. That's sort of a technical consideration. Yes, we have the wind in our willows this evening, and I'm standing in for Mr. Toad. We're in the saucer pod, like we always are, hovering above something, not sure what it is, possibly something stupid. So, cue Nancy Sinatra, because these boots are made for stalking. But we're not sure what we're stalking. Hopefully it's the wild asparagus. Anyway, welcome to whatever this is. It's been going on for a couple of 3 years or whatever or more. Sooner or later, we go over that big hump in the road. I don't know what the hump is, what it's made out of, why it's there. I just know something is there and that I've been treading water, waiting, just anticipating all the things I never, ever will possess, yes. Well, looks like I cued a paraphrased Otis. I consider myself something of a success. More people love me than hate me by far. That's a plus. Of course, the downside is that if more of the ubiquitous sort were aware of me, I would be hated by a higher percentage than I am, but I would be hated by the right people, sure. One of the things that come up increasingly for me is the actual meaning and relevance of good and evil. I've had experience after experience concerning degrees of things and how that is an important feature of whatever. It's like the difference between the various heavens, the degrees of your term of residence, the degree of suffering and the lack of it, the degrees of pain associated with an injury, and the degree of attachment to the sensation or any sensation. Things are not uniquely and specifically what they are. They are what they are by degrees of association and according to the mind making the associations. All of this could be vastly different depending on the mind engaged. We're all solitary beings in our own mind-verse. Illumination and realization do away with this illusion of individuality and bring in a commonality, which is its own individuality, an individuality not imagined by those imprisoned in a personal mind. Yeah. Mr. Apocalypse is bringing many pressures to bear on our limitations and illusions. These two things are interdependent of each other. You could alternatively call them shortcomings and samskaras. Labeling things is another one of those things that we do according to our presumed individuality. And they mean what they mean to us. But since, if we actually understood these things, we wouldn't be plagued by them. Well, so it appears that we don't understand them at all, even though we talk about them and project familiarity with them. We possess degrees of understanding, and by degrees we proceed or are retarded by the limitations of the relativity of the degrees. Hopefully I'm making some kind of sense here, keeping in mind that I am afflicted by the same thing to a different degree. Well, our life is demarcated by phases and periods of similar experience that require some kind of action, response, or alteration in our awareness that grants us a promotion from that phase or period of experience. I've been in a particular phase since before Christmas. Part of it is a widely vacillating uncertainty, and part of it is Chinese water torture. Surely around the corner there's a patch of sunlight. Surely a doorway will appear sooner rather than later. Am I depressing you? I don't mean to. I'm in a relatively positive frame of mind. I suspect that a lot of my present attitude in the moment is due to my surfing through all of these New Age sites today at Visible Origami, those endless ranks of experts, each with their own tarot deck and life coach kits, collective speaking engagements, and bios that attend their appointments. These bios are filled with the same rhetoric about gentle openings into truths and revealing the guru within, while being attended by saccharine disclaimers about none of them being the guru, while giving every possible impression that they are, without actually saying it. Each denial turns into a reverse affirmation, where the faux humility is concealing an outrageous arrogance that preempts the real inner voice at every turn. One collection of scalawags, two in number, a husband and wife team, is named Esther and Jerry Hicks. It's very interesting to note that at the beginning of their bio, they mention publishing 700 books, and at the end of the bio, they have now published 800 books, as if another 100 books appeared in the course of the bio being written. Their claim to fame is that they channel something called Abraham, who turns out to be several entities. I didn't see how many they were. They've got all kinds of different self-help tarot cards, all kinds of sets that they'd probably embarrass even someone like Donald Trump. Their website is www.abraham-hicks.com. And they look like one of those evangelical teams with their own airplanes and gold-plated bathroom fixtures. When I look at the world through whatever the lens of the moment is, whatever I may be looking at, whether it's political, social, cultural, religious, New Age, entertainment, or any spectrum that comes across my lens, I see concentrated, calculated BS. Is that just my lens, or is that the case? It's undeniably the case in many instances because I'm not the only one to make reference to it in a very similar fashion. What do we do about it? Is there anything we can do about it, and are we the ones who are supposed to do something about it? I keep falling back on the idea that the only thing I should do anything about is myself. That is immediately followed by the awareness that I can't do anything about myself. I can only be open to transformation and seek not to hinder it. If I could have transformed myself, I would have, wouldn't I? So that leaves me here in a state I mentioned, with one particular caveat that comes to my attention many times in the course of each day. Many times in the course of each day, I hear, rely on me, depend on me for everything and anything. I am told not to worry about anything, nor to depend on my own understanding, nor to resort to my own measurements and interpretations of good and evil. I am constantly reminded that I don't know, and maybe my discomfort is caused by my assumptions of what I think I know, below the surface of my willing belief that I don't know. Part of me thinks it knows and shouldn't. These New Age types all seem so crisp and confident. They got those wide smiles and they're certain of themselves. They can sell any kind of useless crap with the assurance of a snake oil salesman, and it doesn't bother them. And the money rolls in for all of them, like that twisted huckster, Dr. Wayne Dyer, whatever. Dyer, I would say. In recent times, Dr. Dyer has had a heart attack, gone through a brutal divorce, and contracted leukemia to go with his 37 books. Apparently, the leukemia is incurable in the early stages, whatever that means. I'm not looking to make fun of Dr. Dyer. I can truthfully say that he offends my sense of what's expected from someone who presents themselves as a helpmate to humanity. But I don't know, do I? I see these people, like I said, so crisp and confident with all these soothing words about gentleness and soft surrender into you, into honesty and the truth. Some of it sounds totally gay. Sorry. And that would be very non-PC on my part, but that's par for the course. Of course, I mean that in the way some teenage school kid might mean it when he's talking about something he perceives to be representative of something he doesn't understand. But it's quite possible that I don't understand either, and I'm just being a smartass, which wouldn't be unlike me in any respect. I've had a lot of things happen to me over the course of this time period. The one I'm talking about that seems to have materialized a little before Christmas, but may have shown up before that and I just didn't notice. With all the time I spend watching myself, you would think I would catch things much sooner in a clearer manner, but I don't. I could tell myself that part of what is happening is me reacting to things that are now very different than they ever were before because of the transitioning energy of the apocalypse. Things just aren't what they were, and we're no longer what we were. We're in some in-between space. It's one of those snakeskin shedding moments that come about in the springtime period of any and every period of passage where you can't see very well and are more easily irritable, just like an actual snake is after it sheds its skin. The period and its contents just keep going. That corner we seek to turn just keeps going around and around. I surely seems to me that something must have taken place by now, some truly dramatic changing, but it doesn't. We're getting on to the halfway mark through this momentous year without anything momentous. Or is it just that we're seeing it, or that we aren't seeing it? I'm not seeing it. Maybe it isn't there to be seen. Maybe it isn't there to be seen yet. Maybe it's all going to go down in a very short space of time. Maybe all the waiting is there to give those resistant to change some time to change in. One last extended stretch. Oh, yeah. Of time, you know. Time to step away from their denial and dirty deeds and come into the light, which they have blocked out and worked to suppress for so long. That would make sense. It would really make sense of the final and irrevocable change contained unfortunate results for those who have made life so difficult and unfortunate for so many people. What does it all mean? Mr. Natural had a comment that he made about that question. I'm sure some of you who've spent time reading R. Crumb comics know what it is that he said. I thought it was funny, but I never thought it was true. I guess we soldier on through the trenches of our ignorance and through the cannon fire of our passions, which disturb our peace of mind no end. These things burble on the mirror, disturbing it, and that tranquil, motionless state does not come. When things are not right, and not unshakably so, it is because of imbalance. Something is not where it's supposed to be, and something else is where it's supposed to not be. There's too much of one thing and not enough of another. No human mind can put it right. It has to be rectified by the divine, and that can only come about when all of our resistance is gone. That can only come when the final surrender has made us incapable of further interference in the process. In the meantime, all the bad guys, they loom like gigantic shadows over our fortunes and our faith. Conditions continuously appear that oppose our acquisition of the things we seek and the permanent release of all the things we want to get rid of. And in some cases, baby, they're the same. I'm reaching and I'm not reaching. I'm moving and I'm not moving. It's like those lines from the T.S. Eliot poem, Ash Wednesday. Teach us to care and not to care. Teach us to sit still. I don't know what to do about any of it. I wouldn't mind being taught to sit still, but I get the same uneasy thing about it, like not asking God for patience or he'll give you something to be patient about. My situation is very strange. Part of me feels a truly unjustifiable optimism. When I speak with my invisible friends, I am told about all kinds of fantastic things that are going to happen to me and others soon. But someone's idea of soon is a great deal different than mine. I'm told to hang in there, that all of it is closer than I imagine and expect, but that can't possibly be true unless I imagine and expect things differently than I think I do. It could mean that I don't really expect anything at any time with any speed. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm hopeful, but I don't have any choice, do I? What are the other possibly postures? They're not attractive. It must be that all of the seemingly insignificant things that make up the long haul of this protected time are all more important and necessary than I think they are. The sameness and similarity of all things that repeat themselves must have a purpose, but I have no idea what it might be. How does one continue in the right fashion with the right values attached to everything when one has no idea what those values are? I mean, it's a puzzle to be sure, man. I hope I haven't brought you down tonight. I just want to talk about real things and states and conditions that I know do not apply to just me. You know, it might be that But someone out there knows something about all of this. Now, I might hear from them. You never know, and, well, it doesn't hurt to ask. Okay, my friends. Once again, and seemingly all too soon, well, we've come to the end of life as we know it. No. We've come to the end of another broadcast. And as usual, I'll see you next week if there is one. Yeah. In the meantime, I hope that significant, enduring, and positive changes come into all of our lives, and that the great protection of the all-encompassing and completely permeating divine will awaken and come, and I mean really come, to the fore in all of the possible fullness of consciousness in all of us. Well, that said, let me add, Hare Krishna! Aloha, Jesus Christ! Alhamdulillah! And Haru!
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.